marathon.
If you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit.
30 grand.
Wait, there's more. Right now, get 2019 Kia Rios from 17.3.
17.3 for a new Evans Kia, plus acres of certified pre-owned.
It's a crime to pay more than a dime.
One dime down. If you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit.
Now, at Evans, Evans Kia.
Where customer service is their number one priority.
Before you buy, give Evans a try.
Call 800-NEW-KIAS.
EvansKia.com.
You hear that? It's your phone. Someone has sent you a text message or email while you're driving a car. Is that message really more important than your life? Of course not. You are four times more likely to be in a traffic crash when you're on the phone while driving. That's why Georgia's hands-free law prohibits drivers from having a phone in their hand or on their body while on the road. For your safety and the safety of others, park your phone when your car is in drive. This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Notice of public meeting. The Board of Trustees of the Augusta-Richmond County Public Library System will conduct its regular meeting on Monday, April 15th at 4:30 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, 823 Telfair Street in Augusta, Georgia.
I'm getting a big hug from Smokey Bear because before I left my campfire, I drowned it out, stirred it, and drowned it out again until it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Praise 96.9 and 1550 AM, your praise and inspiration station.
We got the Mexican of music.
Got it, we got it.
Mexican of music.
Dig it, y'all, dig it.
Mexican of music.
Get it, go get it.
Now, I want us to end the work week, the Monday through Friday week. So I know some of you work on the weekends. Some of us work on the weekends. I want us to end this part of it, though, with a laugh or two or three. And so, final segment, I'm going to be featuring Sister Member and Sister Number as they give some great advice to the deacons of the church. Yes, indeed. These are some very, very wise women. You don't want to miss the advice that they have. So, final segment of today's broadcast, we're going to share that with you. So that means we're going to get as far as we do get with regards to some of the steps that we can take to power up for longer life in this segment, and then we will revisit this topic probably next Friday, Power Friday, so that we can give you the rest. Some more steps can be taken, and I definitely want you to be kind of matching up what you've come up with what I'll be sharing with you. See how many of these we've shared in common. Your steps, my steps, empowering up for life. All right, so we were going to look a little bit more into this smoking thing. Listen, there's no question that giving up the cigarettes can lengthen life. Here's a question. By how much would you say quitting smoking can lengthen life? Well, there's a 50-year British study that shows that quitting at age 30 could give you an entire decade. Kicking the habit at age 40, 50, or 60. Well, hold up. Wait a minute. Don't hear what they're not saying. They're not saying that if you quit smoking at age 30, you'll die by the time you're 40. That's not, fortunately, that's not what they mean. But it's more like this. If you stop studying, I'm sorry, you stop smoking at age 30 and you get an extra 10 years, well, that basically means if you would have died by age 55 had you continued to smoke, you may have until age 65 by quitting at age 30. So you got it. So that's what they're saying. They're not saying this is when you're going to die. No, they haven't nailed it down like that. At age 40, you quit smoking. Age 50, you quit smoking. At age 60, you quit smoking. you can add respectively 9, 6, or 3 years to your life. Now, I know that, you know, the notion of adding only 3 years to your life isn't as exciting as adding 10 years. But listen now, we're talking about someone 60 years old when they finally quit smoking. And so we got to recognize and basically accept that there are consequences for forbidden pleasures. Yes, these unhealthy pleasures do have consequences. But quit smoking at 60? What if you were going to live to be 69? Well, you may live to be 72. That's still a plus. All right, how about this? How many of you do a great job of getting your proper rest by getting to bed on time most of the time? Let's say 70% of the time you get to bed on time. And I mean, you know what on time means for your body and your soul, your emotions. You get to bed on time 70% of the time. How many of you would say you get to bed on time more like 30% of the time? On any given week, 30% of that week, you get to bed on time. And that's the way it's been for the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. How do you handle that? I mean, do you find yourself just saying, hey, look, you know what? This is just the way it is, and I'm just going to have to live with this. I'm going to have to just tough it out. Well, what about this? What if you start letting naps become part of your life's equation? I know a lot of us have so much to do that it can be really, really difficult to take a nap, whether during the week or on the weekend. We have so much to do, and we feel ourselves getting drowsy, but we fight it, and we keep going. What if we made napping a part of our life's equation? Well, a siesta is standard in many parts of the world, and now there's scientific evidence that napping may help you live longer. People who have a regular snooze are 37% less likely to die from heart disease than those who rarely steal a few winks. Researchers think that naps might help your heart by keeping stress hormones down. How many of you have noticed, too, as I mentioned that when you just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going, and you just keep pushing sleep away. You get what you absolutely have to have in order to keep going, and that's it. And you keep going. Get an opportunity to just fall asleep, and you fight that sleep. Push it aside and keep going. It's a better idea to go ahead and give in to the sleep, especially if you're someplace where it's safe to sleep. You know, so some kind of way, allow the nap time to be part of your life's equation. Just be strategic about it. Don't take the nap, you know, an hour and a half before time for you to be going to bed, because you still want to try to get to the point where getting to bed on time is part of the routine. But in the meantime, let those naps help you out. Back in just a few with some advice from Sister Member and Sister Number. Here we go, taking a look at ways that we can go about the business of powering up for longer and healthier life. What did we share so far? All right, there you go, protecting our DNA. We also talked about becoming conscientious. That is a good thing. I know some people think that being conscientious is a bore, it's a drag, you know, it's too much, you don't have to do all that. Be conscientious. It helps with longer life. We talked about making friends, and along with making friends, choosing friends wisely. There you go. And we talked about giving up the smoking if you smoke, and also embracing the nap. Back in just a few with Sister Member, Sister Number, and their great words of wisdom. Show me that.
We got